Good morning. My name is Ed Hollihan, and this is The View from Here. Donald Trump has compared himself to Abraham Lincoln many times over the years. You may remember that Trump said that he himself was the most ill-treated president in American history. You may also recall that Presidents Lincoln and Kennedy died from gunshot wounds to the head. President McKinley was shot in the belly. President Garfield, shot in the back, took more than 2 months to die, killed inadvertently by the doctors who were caring for him. What sort of a man judges himself worse off to be more of a victim than four men who were assassinated? Well, our former president was at it again last week, following in the footsteps of Lincoln at a rally in Pennsylvania where he delivered his own Gettysburg Address. I can't do justice to Trump's Gettysburg Address by just paraphrasing it, so please bear with me while I read you the whole silly thing. And I quote, "Gettysburg, what an unbelievable battle that was. The Battle of Gettysburg, what an unbelievable, I mean, it was so much and so interesting and so vicious and horrible and so beautiful in so many different ways. Gettysburg, wow. I go to Gettysburg, Pennsylvania, to look and to watch. And the statement of Robert E. Lee, who's no longer in favor, did you ever notice that? No longer in favor. Never fight uphill, me boys, never fight uphill. They were fighting uphill, he said. Wow, that was a big mistake. He lost his great general and they were fighting. Never fight uphill, me boys, but it was too late." End quote. What the hell does any of that even mean? Did we notice that Robert E. Lee was no longer in favor? I think that every time Donnie learns something, he assumes that everyone else is as uninformed as he is. Remember when he said that most people don't know that Lincoln was a Republican? And how about General Lee's accent? I didn't know that gentlemen from Virginia spoke cartoon Irish. Never fight uphill, me boys, never fight uphill. General Robert E. Leprechaun Lee. How does what's in the man's mouth get into the man's head? Why does he let it stay there when it's clearly inaccurate, even stupid? I have three guesses. First, accuracy has never mattered in the slightest to President Pinocchio. Fact and truth are negotiable, all part of the deal. Second, he doesn't know he's not funny. He never laughs at comedy. Irony is lost on him. And thirdly, he talks just to be talking. He talks because if he doesn't talk or tweet or post, he would be quiet. To be quiet is to be dead. More than anything, Donald Trump fears not being here, not being important. I make noise, therefore I am. I remember way back when Trump was speaking to the British Parliament, Conservative and Labour, trying to promote his new golf project in Scotland. There were, and there still are, environmental concerns with the venture. Bonnie Donnie told the Assembly not to worry, that he, Donald Trump, knew more about the environment than just about any man alive. There was audible laughter from both sides of the political aisle. They knew he was full of it. He didn't. When the outgoing President Barack Obama met with the incoming President Donald Trump, Obama offered some sage advice. He said, "Hire people who are smarter than you are." Trump was truly, honestly surprised. "There is no one smarter than me." That's what he said. The voters that make up his base are fond of saying that they love the man because he says what he thinks. What it is that he thinks doesn't matter. What matters to them is that he says it out loud. That's truly an absurd notion, that virtue lies in being loud and not in one's values. History is full of bad men who said exactly what they thought. You know, we have a choice to make in November. So let me remind you what John McCain's mom once said when faced with two candidates she wasn't enthused about. She said, "Hold your nose and pull a lever anyway." If she were still alive, she would add, "Any lever but his."